Mike Sutton. He is the CEO, the Chief Executive Officer for our, actually, let me get all this right. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, how are you this morning?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. So I'm going to get the full name here. It's formerly Habitat for Humanity of Pinellas and West Pasco Counties, and now it's going to you are going to expand your areas into
Hernando County.
I'll be darned. Tell us about this, Mike, and why are you guys heading north with the efforts with Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, so we're excited to be doing some work in Hernando County. Last year in 2024, the Habitat for Humanity International Office provided the opportunity for us to expand our services north into Hernando County. There was a Habitat affiliate there previously, but that affiliate had shut down its operations. And we're just excited to be in Hernando County and to serve the residents that are looking for the opportunity to own their own home.
Well, that's the one thing, and people don't realize this. I want to ask you a couple of questions about Habitat for Humanity, okay?
Yeah, sure.
40 years Habitat, this is something that was started by former President Jimmy Carter, correct?
So Jimmy Carter is our most famous volunteer, and he got involved with the organization in its early days and lent his name to the organization and really helped to kind of put Habitat on the map.
Yes.
But our particular organization was started in 1985. We're celebrating 40 years this year. Obviously, it's our first year in Hernando County, but we have our very first home underway in Hernando, and we expect to build 5 or 6 homes in the county this year.
And the interest rate doesn't affect a person who buys a Habitat home. Is that true?
That is correct. We offer a 0% interest rate to our homeowners, and so that's what guarantees the affordability and keeps the home obtainable for the families we serve.
Okay. Now, so far, you've done this. You've done 1,000 homes. Is that?
Yeah, we're about to hit our 1,000th home milestone this year. And so, you know, the organization has been very active in Pinellas County. In 2018, we expanded into the western side of Pasco County and now in Hernando County. And we look to replicate the efforts that we've been able to replicate in Pasco now up in Hernando County.
Now, one thing that people don't necessarily understand is once they buy these homes, even though they're 0% interest and all that, they have a home on the tax base at that point. They go to the tax rolls and become a member of
correct.
The community pretty much. So,
It's really a win-win for everyone. You know, we're providing families that would not normally qualify for a traditional home loan with the opportunity to own their own house. Then they're contributing to the tax rolls. You know, we're getting folks off of any sort of government assistance and helping them build generational wealth through home ownership. And as we mentioned, you know, we've done this almost 1,000 times now, and it's great to see these families flourish and become, so active in their communities.
What are some of the challenges some of your clients have in obtaining their own home?
You know, I think the big challenge for them is their income levels. You know, it takes a pretty significant income in order to qualify for a home loan these days, and you know, the housing stock continues to rise in price, and so that doesn't help either. So, these folks are kind of stuck in a weird spot. You know, they make too much to qualify for much assistance, but then they don't make enough to qualify for a home loan of substance. And so that 0% interest mortgage is really the deciding factor for them. So they can get into a $300,000 to $350,000 home with an $850 month, you know, mortgage payment.
Holy Toledo. Yeah, that's significant savings. Give us an idea. For somebody who might be processing this and not trying to hit a calculator, how significant is the savings on, say, I guess the average price? Let's say average price in the state of Florida is what, $240,000? I'm pulling that number out of thin air, okay? What does that do price-wise to your monthly payments when you have a 0% mortgage as opposed to what it is right now, which I don't know where the mortgage rate is at this moment, but tell us number wise, how does that affect the wallet?
Yeah. So it basically cuts the payment almost in half. So You know, if you buy a home nowadays, you know, for let's just use the $300,000 number, you know, chances are you're going to be paying about $900,000 for that home over the course of 30 years when you factor in interest. With Habitat, you're going to pay $300,000 over 30 years. So that interest rate, you know, or zero interest rate is the home run here for the families that we partner with.
I would have to imagine. So qualifying for it, what does it take to qualify for?
So the main piece is that the folks fall into an income bracket that we serve, and that's 30 to 80% of the area median income. They have to be living or working in our community, so they have to be a permanent resident here.
So not so they can't be like driving back and forth to Tampa, is what you're saying, or they need to live and work in the county where the home is built? Just to clarify.
Correct. We get phone calls every day from folks that are looking to move down to Florida from up north, and and so they have to establish residency here before we actually would be able to serve them. So that's a big piece. You know, we're trying to help families that are, you know, local to our community. They're part of our workforce. You know, we have a lot of teachers in our program right now, firefighters, police officers. And, you know, there's so many misconceptions about the work we do. A lot of people think that we build homes and give them away, and that's not the case. We're serving a population that, you know, struggles to you know, find an affordable home for themselves, and they're paying an exorbitant amount of their income towards their monthly rent.
Are these communities, neighborhoods, are they all Habitat homes, or is it Habitat homes singularly and sprinkled throughout neighborhoods where you wouldn't necessarily know it was a Habitat home, or is it just a neighborhood of Habitat homes where these are built?
Yeah, we do both. So when we do infill properties where we build a home in an existing neighborhood, we work really hard to ensure that the house fits the characteristics of that neighborhood. So we don't want anyone driving down the road and saying, oh, look, it's an affordable home, or hey, look, it's a Habitat house. And then when it comes to our neighborhoods, which we have eight neighborhoods under construction throughout our service area, and we're soon to break ground on a 28-home subdivision in Hernando County, which is very exciting. You know, we build to what the surrounding community looks like, and the bedroom size of the home is built to the size of the family. So we build 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes. Sometimes we'll do a 5-bedroom if needed.
Wow. So do you get the home buyer first, or do you build the home or neighborhood first?
We do. All of our homes are pre-sold, so we won't actually break ground on a home unless we have a home buyer for it. So we've already identified the family. They're completing sweat equity, so they actually get involved in the community and they do some volunteering on our construction sites. And then they're also completing 38 homebuyer education classes. So while they're going through all of that, we're building their home in partnership with them.
How long does it take to put one of those together, Mike?
It takes about 16 weeks. We're pretty quick. So once we scratch the ground, it takes us about 16 weeks to build the home, start to finish.
16 weeks. So now what about the process to get in line to get a Habitat for Humanity home?
Yeah, so the best thing for families to do if they're interested is they can go on our website and it walks them through step by step. You know, they'll have to submit an inquiry form and they have to submit some financial information to us to see if they pre-qualify. But our staff will walk them through the entire process. And it's not uncommon that folks will have to go work on some stuff in order to qualify. They may need to, you know, get something out of collections, or they may need to clean up some paperwork on their end. But our staff is here to help support them and walk them through that process. And there's no better day than the day they get the keys and get to move into that brand new home.
Yep, I got you. Now, I want to go back to one more thing, Mike. And again, we're talking with Mike Sutton. He's the CEO for Habitat for Humanity, now coming into Hernando County. This 28-home subdivision, are those already sold before you ever begin building them?
They are not. So we actually just acquired that property from the county. through a partnership with Hernando County. We're really thankful to them for making the property available to us. As we start to work on the property and clearing trees and kind of getting the infrastructure ready, we'll start matching lots with families in our program. So we're looking for families currently that may qualify for the program. So it's definitely not too late for people to be able to purchase one of those 28 lots and be able to build their dream home.
Wow. And they'll be a part of the plans and everything else. Okay, so let's find out, where do people contact you again? If you could just give us the website or the phone number either way, Mike.
Yeah, so our website's the best place to find all the information they need, and it's habitattbg.org. That's habitattbg, as in Tampa Bay Gulfside, .org.
Okay. Tampa Bay Gulfside is the name of your organization, and you have a new 28-home subdivision that you're building. And where are you building that, Mike?
So it's in Spring Hill off of Century Drive.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Mike, great information. We appreciate the work you're doing here. When do you think that those homes, 28-home subdivision, when are those going to be finished?
Our hope is to build those homes in 2026. So we'll be doing all the groundwork here over the next few months to get ready. And, you know, our hope is to get started on that project sooner rather than later.
I got you. Mike Sutton, thank you so much, and welcome into the community, that's for sure. And thanks for
appreciate
making time.
Appreciate you having me.
Thanks for making time for us today. We do appreciate that.